USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has called for a three-month suspension of federal gas taxes in hopes of easing drivers' pain at the pump.
By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
Biden is under fire for rising inflation and shutting down key gas pipelines when he took office. In addition, Biden called on states to nix their own gas taxes. Children ages 6 months to 5 years are now approved to receive COVID-19 vaccines, but Publix says its pharmacies will not administer vaccines to that age group. CVS said it will provide the shots to kids over the age of 18 months, while Walgreens would inoculate kids who are at least 3 years of age. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Uvalde, Texas School District has put embattled police chief Pete Arredondo on administrative leave Wednesday after more than a month of sharp criticism. That comes from his decision to delay confronting the gunman in the deadly shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers on May 24th. Got a light? If so, the cigarette may pack less of a punch, reporter Lance Pry explains.
The FDA is planning to require tobacco companies to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. The move's a bid to make traditional cigarettes less addictive and cut down on smoking in general. According to the FDA, over 480,000 people die prematurely each year from smoking-attributed diseases.
Less than 10% of Americans are following the January 6th committee's hearings very closely, according to a new ABC News poll. The poll comes after the committee finished its first full week of televised hearings. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Arizona students will graduate from high school with an education on the history of communism. The state will require the high school social studies academic standards to include a comparative discussion of political ideologies that conflict with the principles of freedom and democracy. The bill stems from one lawmaker's experience as a refugee from communist-run Vietnam. Ketchup and relish are safe for now, but mustard is in short supply as the country moves toward July 4th cookouts.
Folks might have to skimp on the mustard they put on their hot dog this summer. A poor mustard seed harvest in France and Canada is the main cause of the issue, along with the war in Ukraine. That nation is the world's third biggest mustard seed producer. Prices for mustard are expected to get more expensive as prices for transportation, jars, lids, and other supplies are also growing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Beloved former NFL great and longtime Fox Sports sideline reporter Tony Siragusa has died. He helped the Baltimore Ravens to a Super Bowl victory in 2001. The news of his death came on the same day the Ravens announced the unexpected death of another player, linebacker Jalen Ferguson. Newspaper tycoon Rupert Murdoch and wife Jerry Hall are calling it quits after 6 years of marriage. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.